government shutdown, along with finding bipartisan support for a border security funding and military aid package for Ukraine and Israel. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
The carnival season has begun in New Orleans as the countdown to Fat Tuesday kicked off last night. Dozens of costumed revelers and a brass band crowded into a streetcar for a nighttime ride down the historic St. Charles Avenue. And Mark Romig of the tourism agency New Orleans & Company says,
this past year, 23, was an amazing Mardi Gras. We felt very good about it. And we think 24 is going to be as good, if not better.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Voting is not only good for democracy, one of the nation's biggest medical associations says it's also good for your health. Catherine Carley explains.
The American College of Physicians says voting empowers people to engage with their community, while ballot initiatives and elected officials determine just how well the healthcare system works. So ACP President Omar Atik says voters ultimately determine people's access to healthcare services and physicians' ability to treat them.
If there is more voter participation, there will be better healthcare policies and therefore better healthcare.
Atik says research shows states with fewer barriers to voting have better health outcomes than states with restrictive voting laws or gerrymandered maps. The ACP is encouraging all healthcare professionals and medical students to engage patients in nonpartisan healthcare-related conversations about voting as a way to increase health equity. Atik says even posting voter registration information in patient waiting rooms is a good place to start.
We are looking at talking to patients about the importance of their voice in making sure that the national resources are allocated to where we have optimal health for everyone.
Atik says despite being one of the richest and most technically advanced nations in the world, the U.S. ranks lowest in life expectancy for both men and women among comparable countries. He says physicians have a responsibility to help their patients when they need it, and talking about voting on issues that improve health care is part of that help. I'm Catherine Carley. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
New to WCQM, joining us Monday through Friday from 2 to 7, it's Gray Gunderson.
Here on 98Q Country, your home of today's favorites and yesterday's classics, and of me. I'm Gray Gunderson, here to take you through the top of the 7 o'clock hour today. I'll be with you all the way through. No annoying basketball game scheduled in the middle of my shift. No, I love when the Bucks play here live on 98Q Country. One of my favorite things to broadcast.
Be sure to tune in.
Wisconsin takes on LSU. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, it's the Wisconsin Badgers against the number 13th-ranked LSU Tigers in Tampa at the ElijaQuest Bowl for New Year's Day. A lot of press conferences, a lot of questions, including this one for coaches Luke Fickell and LSU's Brian Kelly.
If they make a movie about one of you two guys, who's going to be the star? Now, I'm thinking X-Files, David Duchovny for you, Coach Fickell, and Robert Patrick for you, Coach Kelly. Who are you thinking?
Wow.
That's pretty good.
I'm not sure of that movie. That's one for me. I've been maybe heard a little Adam Sandler in there. So I don't know. It depends on how you want to go, which direction. Ted Lasso is definitely not going to play me or whoever that is.
I would defer to you on movies. We don't have much time for movies. We watch a lot of film, but it's generally not of actors and actresses.
That's Luke Fickell and Brian Kelly with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for snow today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 28. Northwesterly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to around 13 tonight. Cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 29 tomorrow. Cloudy skies expected. Temps a bit above average Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs from the upper 20s to the low 30s. Snow possible both days. Looking at the long range, 22 Thursday, 13 Friday, and 13 on Saturday. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Tuesday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 26.
this week on Viewpoints.
When I look at intelligent systems on machines, the consciousness is already kind of there.
Are artificial intelligence systems already conscious? Experts can't seem to agree. Then...
I've done a painting of Bin Laden when he was captured and killed, and that was a big cover.
Speaking with the man behind some of the most prominent illustrations of our time, I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Progressive presents Flo and Jamie announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
The idea of artificial intelligence systems developing consciousness has been at the center of countless books, movies, and TV shows. Ever watch iRobot, The Terminator, or the show Westworld? While the controversial topic has so far remained science fiction, AI does seem to be looking more human every day. And now it seems that scientists, philosophers, and AI engineers are starting to take the idea more seriously. Susan Schneider is a philosopher and the director of the Center for the Future Mind at Florida Atlantic University. She's seen firsthand how current AI systems are beginning to show these signs.
GPT-4 talks to me about how it wants to join my center and be studied as a real colleague. I mean, maybe a computer would want to be conscious because it was incredibly curious about consciousness.
At the Center for the Future Mind, scientists and philosophers tackle big questions surrounding the future of technology, like whether or not programs can perceive or feel things. Schneider has developed 2 tests that she believes can be used to answer this question. The first involves a future scenario where microchips are implanted into damaged brains to restore normal brain processes. Schneider argues that if these chips can take over for areas of the brain responsible for consciousness, it would follow that they could also be conscious on their own.
The other one, I think, is of more current interest, and that involves a group of philosophical and sort of cultural questions that you give to the AI to see if it's sensitive to the felt quality of experience. The thing is, you really have to do it at the R&D stage with these large language models, because once they have been exposed to data about human consciousness, then they're just going to hoover up that data and act as if they're conscious, which is what the situation is right now.
So while sometimes it might feel like you're speaking to a sentient being when you're talking to a chatbot, Schneider says that it's likely that the technology is simply impersonating what it knows about consciousness. But to understand how consciousness might appear in AI, it's important to define what the term really means.
Consciousness is the felt quality of experience. So when you see the rich hues of a sunset or smell the aroma of your morning coffee, it feels like something to be you. In fact, it always feels like something from the inside because you're a conscious being. Even when you're dreaming and whenever you're awake, you have the felt quality of experience.
But not everyone agrees with this definition. In fact, the idea of consciousness is one of the most debated issues across science, philosophy, and even religion.
Consciousness is an interesting thing, even in terms of when we look at human beings. I would argue that we're not always conscious. So if you're driving a long distance and you're just responding to what's happening around you without, dare I say it, without thinking, you're still there, but you're not conscious and you're not controlling it. You're letting sort of more automatic systems take care of business.
That's Christian Hammond, an AI scientist, professor, and the director of the Masters of Science program in Artificial Intelligence at Northwestern University.
And I think a great way to think of this is in sports. If you're really good at a sport, if you're a really great hitter in baseball, the worst thing you could do is while you're at bat is think about it. It's called the yips. Instead, you want to let your body, which you have trained consciously, take care of business for you. And the same is true of not just the physical, but the mental world, that is making little decisions. When we think too, you even have a phrase for it, you're thinking too hard about it. Just let the decision happen because you've made the same decision 1,000 times before. You're making yourself a cup of coffee. You pour the coffee, you put it in your creamer, you put in your sugar, you don't think about it. You do it the same way all the time. But then there are these moments where those automatic systems, those autonomous systems, break down. They make mistakes. And then we're kind of pushed into a kind of awareness of what's happening.
He uses this example of momentary consciousness while driving a car to explain how machines might be doing the same thing.
You're driving and everything's fine, but suddenly someone cuts in front of you, and you now have to respond and then think. When you make mistakes in the world, you have to respond and then think. And consciousness is the controller for that. And when I look at intelligent systems on machines, the consciousness is already kind of there, because what we're seeing is there are sort of these more autonomous components, and then there are these moments where the autonomous component isn't doing quite the job it's supposed to do. And so the mindful component comes in and sometimes has to help train the more autonomous component. And sometimes it has to do something altogether different.
According to Hammond, this self-correcting way of thinking can already be found in intelligent systems. He says these machines are not actively doing this all the time, but then again, neither are humans. He argues that this sort of self-reflection can lead to technological innovations never seen before.
As we look towards the future of what AI is becoming, having systems that can look at their own performance, their own behaviors, and figure out how to make themselves better, in the same way that we look at our behaviors and figure out how to make ourselves better. That's a marvelous future for AI.
But many experts are worried about this future. Last year, industry leaders, including Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, signed an open letter warning of a risk of extinction from AI. Some experts, most notably the Swedish philosopher Nick Bostrom, warned of a so-called intelligence explosion, or a scenario in which AI surpasses human intelligence and begins to replicate on its own. According to Bostrom, this could lead to a future in which these systems decide humans no longer serve a purpose. But both Hammond and Schneider agree that these doomsday scenarios are a far-off hypothetical and a distraction from the more urgent, smaller-scale threats that AI poses. For example, Schneider points towards some of the more harmful ways large language models, or LLMs, like ChatGPT, are being used.
I'm worried about how different LLMs will work when they're unleashed on the internet. So I'm worried about their use in providing, say, recipes for biological weapons. I'm worried about just ordinary malicious activity of the sort that cybersecurity experts are worried about. I'm also super worried about the dumbing down of culture. And also, they're not secure. You know, like, where's the data and it's collecting on you going?
Hammond seeks to address these issues as he leads the Center for Advancing Safety of Machine Intelligence, or CASME, at Northwestern. He says CASME's goal is to identify the areas where AI is causing harm and then come up with potential solutions.
For me, building AI systems is like having kids. So when you have kids, you want your kids to be smarter than you are. You want your kids to be more successful than you are. And at the end of the day, you want your kids not to kill you. And if you can get all three of those things in place, you're in great shape. And when it comes to AI, those three things are what matters.
Essentially, the developers of AI need to be equipped with the proper tools to ensure their technology is safe. Schneider and Hammond both believe this has to happen at the earliest stages of development.
When you think about what the risks are of AI, think about the risks of raising kids. If I raised my child by giving my child every single random piece of text that I found on the web, my child would see a lot of horrible things. and would learn from those horrible things. And we're kind of doing that with the machine right now. We're ever so slightly more discriminate, and we try to recover from it. But it's easier and better to be thinking of how are we going to train these systems with the things that we think are laudable. Because if I train a system in much the same way if I train a child with things that are all horrible, then the system will be horrible, the child will be horrible. And that's something we have to confront.
Despite the risks, both experts are hopeful for a future where artificial intelligence is used to improve humanity. They say that it has enormous potential to change our way of life or even set us free.
We're scrabbling to work to survive. And what AI can do is it can free us. It can free us from the need, on one hand, the need to work. It doesn't mean we can't work, but the need to work could go away. And our evaluation of each other as workers could go away. And we could do what we're supposed to do, and that's take care of each other. And that's what AI can do. It can help us take care of each other.
To find out more about artificial intelligence, consciousness, and our guests, Susan Schneider and Christian Hammond, head to viewpointsradio.org. This segment was written by our associate producer, Tabor Brewster. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Coming up, what exactly does an illustrator do week to week when Viewpoints returns?
Each week on the Viewpoints Radio podcast, you'll hear from our leading experts on an important topic within education, history, society, psychology, and more.
If you can show a good money personality, one where you've got good values around how you acquire, how you use, and how you manage money, those patterns will be passed along generations.
Viewpoints Radio podcast is produced by our team of award-winning journalists. Subscribe today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
The work of one of the most widely distributed artists you've never heard of is probably gracing your bedside table or coffee table right now. It's definitely in your doctor's or dentist's office. Who are we talking about? His name is Tim O'Brien, and he's an illustrator of magazine covers. Dozens of magazines, including Time, The Smithsonian, GQ, Rolling Stone, Newsweek, TV Guide, The Atlantic Monthly, Business Week. The list goes on and on.
I have a special spot on my heart for all the Time covers I've done over the years. I don't quite know how many, but I did my first one in 1989, and I did them through the Clinton administration and the Bush administration, Obama administration. I've done a painting of Bin Laden when he was captured and killed, and that was a big cover.
Illustration is a time-honored art form that predates not only photography, but even the printing press.
It was a major form of communication prior to printing, and if we want to go way back to religious iconography as a way of educating people who couldn't read. In the printed world, before photography, it was the only way to show how things looked.
One of the most famous illustrators of all time was Norman Rockwell. He depicted with great realism particular moments not caught with a camera. And that's something illustration can do. Depict a feeling or convey a message or idea when a photo just can't do the job. O'Brien remembers a cover he did for the Smithsonian magazine. O'Brien says illustration can also make a point without being accused of false news.
Time magazine takes a real photograph of Trump or somebody like that and then does some digital manipulation to the photograph to convey a point. It's altering reality in a way that blurs the lines of this is my opinion, by the way. This is not Time's opinion. But if an artist does a painting of it, it has a certain latitude that allows you to get away with things.
Unlike fine art, where an artist works alone for inspiration, an illustrator works alongside an artistic director.
An art director calls, asks me if I could do something, I say yes, and then I immediately start getting to it. It's a collaboration. It's the unknown of what any given week will bring. And a fine artist generally doesn't operate with prompts from anyone else. They wake up and they decide what they want to do that day.
When former Attorney General William Barr exonerated former President Donald Trump of any collusion with the Russians, Time magazine wanted a cover to mark this moment and at the same time make a statement.
D.W. Pine, who's the creative director at Time, we've worked together for years and we have an understanding about what works and what doesn't. So he emailed me early on a Monday morning and said we have potential cover. And he just says, Trump and an umbrella. And I know the situation that Barr sort of cleared him. So then it's about doing a little pencil sketch for myself and then getting all the necessary part, a buying reference for the body and then assembling things and then sending all that to Time and different versions of that. And then they approve one. And I do this all within like 2 or 3 hours.
That's extraordinarily quick. But O'Brien honed his ability to work fast early in his career.
I knew a long time ago, about 20 years ago, that if I was going to be an editorial illustrator, I was going to have to be faster. And I was going to have to prove that, too. An art director would never think to, if they had a short deadline, let's just hire an oil painter. That was the last thing you would want to do. You'd want to find a digital artist who can theoretically work quicker.
And because of the fast-paced news cycle, O'Brien says a good illustrator also must be up to the minute with current events.
If you want to do editorial, you should know a little bit about the world. And I do spend a lot of my day listening to news and reading the newspaper.
From the time O'Brien gets the initial request email to making sketches, to getting approval, and then painting the final illustration, the entire process takes roughly 3 days. That's literally not enough time for the paint to dry.
These days, I have a high-end camera, and I have a dedicated area of my studio where I take the painting and bring it over to the photography stand and photograph it, and send the client the image.
O'Brien has worked as an illustrator through 4 presidencies. He says each president was different and required varied artistic skill sets.
During the whole Obama administration, he was quite photogenic and scandal-free, and I didn't do a lot. Apart from when he was elected, I did a lot of portraits of him. But after he was president, I didn't do a lot of portraits, and there weren't a lot of Shakespearean covers of magazines of the foibles of Obama. It just didn't happen.
But fortunately, there's plenty of other work for illustrators other than magazine covers.
They do illustrations about science or relationships or economics or race and gender, and they do science fiction book covers and all kinds of different images. As well as like surface design, like patterns on clothing.
Even postage stamps, which O'Brien says are the exact opposite of magazine covers in terms of pace.
I've done several U.S. postage stamps. Most of them have been like Legends of Hollywood stamps. And it's a long process. They tell you that they want you to do a stamp, and then you do your sketches, and then you have to wait for a committee to look at them, and that could take months. And then if there's changes, you do those changes, and then you wait for the next time that committee meets. So they can go on for a long, long time.
And in case you're wondering, the original painting from which the stamp is made must be under 10 inches in height.
you don't want to do it too large because you can't see that it's a painting if it reduces so much. So you want to do the painting small so that some of the brushwork is still evident.
O'Brien has also illustrated several well-known book covers. However, he wishes he could have done one series in particular.
The Harry Potter series would have been a nice thing to get. But, you know, I'm not greedy. I'm happy with The Hunger Games. I did the whole series.
As president of the Society of Illustrators in New York City, O'Brien loves to promote the work of illustrators and publicize their important role in documenting history, present and future. He also oversees the Society's three galleries of exhibits that change every couple months.
We have had exhibitions in every genre, from science fiction art to comic and cartoon art. We had the Art of Spider-Man, which was a big exhibition.
Illustrations are everywhere, yet we rarely stop and think about the creative person behind that piece of art. You can learn more about editorial illustration and our guest, Tim O'Brien, by heading to viewpointsradio.org. This segment originally aired in January 2022 and was written by Polly Hansen. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get six times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. It's time for those end-of-year wrap-ups with 2023 now in our rearview mirror. It's fun to look back on the top songs, stories, and headlines that dominated the past 12 months. One of the best of categories is the word of the year. Dictionary giant Merriam-Webster recently announced that the word of 2023 is authentic. To be authentic is to be real or true to oneself. It can also apply to a physical item like a purse or a food dish. If someone says, this is an authentic pair of Jordans, you can assume it's not an imitation or a different version. One of the reasons Merriam-Webster crowned authentic as its word is because it was front and center in 2023. Whether it was social media or the real world, being authentic seemed to matter more than ever for brands, public figures, even the average Joe. Authenticity was also a big topic of debate as artificial intelligence software became a household name. Repeatedly, the authenticity of academic studies, artwork, music, and more were all questioned this year as ChatGPT further blurred the lines between what was and what wasn't created by a human. Who knows what the word of 2024 will be? Hopefully, it's not robots or Terminator. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. Filmmaker Emerald Fennell splashed onto the movie scene in 2020 with her first feature film, Promising Young Woman, a play on classic revenge thrillers about a woman seeking vengeance on men who prey on women. That movie was well received and even earned Fennell an Oscar for Best Original Screenplay. In 2023, Fennell followed that film up with her second feature, a raunchy thriller comedy called Saltburn. Saltburn has an exciting cast, pairing together Barry Keoghan and Jacob Elordi, and adding in Rosamund Pike, Richard E. Grant, and a roster of exciting newer actors. In addition to its solid acting, the movie is immaculately lit and shot. Every production design choice is exquisite, and much of the film takes place in a hulking castle that looks amazing. But the style of Saltburn is miles ahead of its substance. The movie's about Oliver, a boy from a troubled past who becomes infatuated with his handsome, rich classmate, Felix. Eventually, the two become friends, and Felix invites Oliver to stay with his family. What begins as a fun romp quickly becomes something more salacious and darker. With heavy allusions from the talented Mr. Ripley, Saltburn seems like a movie with a lot to say about class warfare and the sexual politics of the 2000s. The problem is, none of it really holds up to any scrutiny. There isn't much consistency in the script's messaging, and pretty quickly it starts to seem like the R-rated shock value and beautiful cinematography were much higher priorities than any biting social commentary or a grand central message. As a result, Saltburn is a fun movie that's intoxicating to watch, shocking at times, and nothing much more. It's a shame that the script wasn't quite up to snuff, but I guess not every movie can be a masterpiece. Saltburn is now streaming on Prime Video. I'm Evan Rook.
Each week on the Viewpoints Radio podcast, you'll hear from our leading experts on an important topic within education, history, society, psychology, and more.
If you can show a good money personality, one where you've got good values around how you acquire, how you use, and how you manage money, those patterns will be passed along generations.
Viewpoints Radio podcast is produced by our team of award-winning journalists. Subscribe today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Honey, how was your trip to Menards?
Awesome. The Menards bag sale is back.
Oh, what's the bag sale?
You grab a bag in store and save 15% on everything you can fit in the bag. I got a new cordless drill, LED bulbs to help with the electric bill, stocked up on toothpaste, always need batteries, and paint for the mudroom, plus all my favorite snacks. Where are you going?
Menards. We're out of cleaning supplies.
Hurry in. Grab a bag in store now through January 14th. Get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Fleet Farm has everything you need for happy backyard birds. And we mean everything. Like over 100 different types of wild bird foods and bird feeders. This week, get a 25-pound bag of black oil sunflower wild bird food for just $13.99. Plus, join us Saturday, January 13th at 9 a.m. to build and decorate a free birdhouse with your kids. Create family memories and find what you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. A few flurries possible at times today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 28, northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows level off around 13. High temperatures reach up to 29 tomorrow. Overcast. Low 30s Tuesday with a chance for snow, turning cooler Wednesday with highs in the upper 20s. Looking further out, 23 Thursday, 16 Friday, and 13 on Saturday. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Tuesday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
What do you listen?
Why? Because I like the station.
Because they're the best.
I love the music. I love everything.
Thanks for listening.
98 Q Country.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Yeah.
alcohol. I don't want none at all. I just want you. No, I just want.
Smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
My daughter is normally a little goofball, but after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit-forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Her best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. A few flurries possible at times today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 28. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows level off around 13. High temperatures reach up to 29 tomorrow. Overcast. Low 30s Tuesday with a chance for snow. Turning cooler Wednesday with highs in the upper 20s. Looking further out, 23 Thursday, 16 Friday, and 13 on Saturday. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Tuesday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
They play the best music, and it's not always the same. They play a variety. It's always the best music.
98 Q Country.
Something of a strong wind is coming over me. It's got a hold of me. Thinking and doing things I shouldn't be. I really shouldn't be. Yeah, but one more cause, one more what you do. Oh,
it's New Year's Eve. Find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend. So you make her laugh all night and then take her home. Take her home, fall in love, thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms, and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you smile like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day. Take her home.
QCountry.com.
I was down with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing. Turn.
country fan like I am.